our last presentation of the morning session and of this year's Beltwide evaluation of the efficacy and profitability of seed treatment and in-furrow nematicides in Virginia cotton. Salah Ahmed and Hillary Mell, Virginia Tech.
Hey everybody, my name is Salah Ahmed. I'm research associate at Virginia Tech Tidwater AREC. I start my job last July. Today I'm going to talk about evaluation of efficacy and profitability of seed treatment and in-furrow nematicides in Virginia cotton. First of all, I would start with yield loss. The total loss in this year was 11.5, and 5% of this loss caused by nematode, 2% caused by Mylodogyne incognita, and 3% by the rest of plant parasitic nematode. In the past, nematode management research in Virginia has been on root knot nematode, but in this survey, 2015-2016, we got more species, which are considered is very important to cotton in Virginia. For example, we got more than 70% stubby root. We got lens, lesion, stain. To control nematode, plant parasitic nematode, we have many ways as host resistance. It's available for root nematode, but it's not available for stubby root and sting. For crop rotation, peanuts is good crop rotation with cotton to control root knot nematode. Chemical control seed treatment and in-furrow is virtually is untested in Virginia on stubby root and sting, but for root nematode, it's reduce early season damage and increase yield sometimes. For fumigants, it's effective but expensive for root knot nematodes. Inconsistent for sting and not recommended for stubby root. Objective of this study: evaluate efficacy and profitability of seed treatment and in-furrow nematicides for cotton. Our trials were conducted in three locations. First one infested with stubby root, the second one infested with root knot nematode, the third one infested with sting nematodes. We used RCBD design with 4 to 6 replicates, 10 treatments, susceptible variety for root knot nematode, data collection, stat counts, figures, trips damage, disease, nematode population, root damage, and yield. We used 2 treatments, in-furrow treatments and seed treatments. For seed treatments, we used Bayes fungicide and ARIS. For in-furrow treatments, we used 5 treatments, vellum total 10, at 10, 14, and 18, Admire Pro at 8.5, and untreated. Our results for nematode population, first of all, we collected samples at pre-plant, mid-season, and harvest. We got 3 species, which are very important for cotton: stubby root nematode, root knot nematode, and sting nematode. For stubby root nematode, location number 1 at pre-plant, the population was very low, then increased at mid-season and harvest. Location number 2, stubby root at pre-plant was high already and slightly increased at mid-season and harvest. A few numbers of stubby root in the location number 3 got at mid-season and harvest. For root knot nematode at location number 1, we got Mylodogyne habla. At pre-plant, the population was 1,400. then decrease at mid-season and harvest around 300. For location number two, we got Melidogyna incognita. The population at pre-plant was almost 100, from 1 to 200, then increase at mid-season, then increase more at harvest. For sting nematodes, we just found it at harvest at location number one, 5 to 7 nematode per 500 cc soil. And at location number three, we just found this nematodes at mid-seasons and harvest, which was very high, around 30 nematode per 500 cc. Early season assessments for TRIPS, scale from 0 to 5, in furrow, seed treatment locations, interaction, response. For figures, scale from 0 to 10, just in furrow, seed treatment and locations, and stand count, just location response. Stand counts, this is the stand counts for three locations. The best results got in location number one, and the worst was in location number three. TRIPS damage pressure was high in location number two, but slightly low in location number one and location number three. For location number one, all ERS treatments followed by volume total had significantly different with the treatment days and treated. Also, this is happening in location number three, but for location number two, volume 18 with ERS has significant difference with base seed treatments and treated, and Admire Pro and Vellum 10 at base seed treatments. Seed and furrow treatments increase plant figure. This is the only treatments gave significantly different with the untreated base seed treatments, it's Vellum 18. Mid and late season assessments for root damage, scale from 0 to 6, in furrow, response locations, interaction in furrow and locations, for plant high in furrow and locations, for flower count, just locations and open pole, in furrow and location and yield, in furrow slightly response and location response. Nematode root damage, it's clear that significant difference among trials, among locations, and then location number three, among the treatments, the volume 14 and 18 had significantly different with none or untreated and Admire Pro. Volume total treatment increased plant high, and volume 18 had significantly different with untreated and Admire Pro. Yield response variety by locations. Location response and location number two, in furrow and seed treatments response. This is the result for yield, and for location number three, location number one, we didn't get significantly difference, but at location number two, the significantly different is clear among volume 18, volume 14 compared with the non-treated base seed treatments. Conclusions: seed treatments, ARES and Enfero, volume total nematicides treatments decrease thrips damage, increase early season vigor, and decrease root damage from nematodes. Significant yield response to nematicides treatments occurred only in the root, not nematode infested field. Yield for ARES plus volume total at 14 or 18, significantly higher than the untreated control. And seed treatments and inferred nematicides are mostly likely to be profitable in field with moderate to high root nematode pressures. Thank you, and questions.
Third field,
yes.
You saw significantly lower stands, and you tended to maybe not see a thrips response with your Admire Pro. Any explanation as to why that may be?
We think there is sting nematodes, high population, but when we collected samples and run these samples, we didn't got sting nematodes, high population. We believe there is a high population sting nematodes, but unfortunately our samples was completely or almost empty. This is the reason, yeah. And this location gives the lowest yield compared with location number one. And location
environmental conditions at planting were similar as far as soil moisture, weather event factor?
Yes, except one thing, which is the location number three, the soil is very, very sand.
Any other questions?